Today on More to Life, change is gonna come. Are you experiencing unwelcome or unexpected changes in your life? We'll help you embrace change gracefully. 877-573-7825.
Everyone says they want to have a great marriage and family and personal life. Well, the theology of the body reveals how you can actually achieve it.
More to Life.
The happiest couples know how to say I do to each other every moment of every day.
Surprising, relevant, hopeful.
Angela, let's not just settle for stopping your son's behavior.
Exactly. Let's talk about the kind of young man you want to raise.
Practical, theology of the body-based answers for every part of your life.
God's original blueprint didn't include depression and anxiety.
Yeah, that's a human invention. God wants to set you free. Let's talk about making that happen.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to Life.
Good morning, everyone. You are listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, change is gonna come. Are you experiencing maybe unwelcome or unexpected changes in your life? Not sure what God is asking you to do or how you're supposed to respond to this, or even just trying to get your head around it? We want to help you embrace change gracefully. Give us a call. That number is 877-573-7825. Once again, 877-573-7825.
You know, I think any change can really throw us and cause us to feel, even really positive change can cause us to feel off kilter, not ourselves, and kind of in a negative place. You know, I think about, you know, people who get married. They start living their life of married life together, but it's so different than, you know, not living with somebody day in and day out. That can make you feel like not yourself and you're not sure how to walk through things. Certainly a brand new baby. Total disequilibrium. You know, this is a great joy and a gift of life and something you, you know, probably have been looking forward to. And then suddenly you're, who is this little person? Why do I never get any rest? Why do I feel so, you know, hormonally messed up? Where are we ever going to get a chance to say three words to each other again in the chaos of family life? And those are positive changes. And there are many others, new jobs, new school situations. But when something that is objectively negative, as you were talking about, Greg, comes into our lives, that's really difficult because you're not just trying to get your equilibrium back. You're trying to figure out how to really deal with the consequences of all of it. And it can be scary and it can be painful. And you can just feel like you don't know which way to go.
Yeah, that's right. You know, and we've all heard about distress. But that comes from bad things happening. But there is something called eustress as well, E-U-S-T-R-E-S-S. And that's the stress that accompanies good changes. Because the fact is, stress is just the body's reaction to change of any kind, whether it's good or it's bad. And so if you're going through some kind of a change and you're having a hard time adjusting, you know, whether it's a good change, like you were talking about, Lisa, you know, a wedding, a new baby, you know,
new job,
but it's exciting for you, but still stressful. Or maybe you're going through an unexpected or unwelcome change, a change in your job status, or you've recently transitioned to an empty nest, and it's kind of hard to adjust to that. You know, maybe you're going through a breakup or grieving the death of a loved one. Maybe you or someone you care about are experiencing health difficulties or other unwelcome changes. Whatever you're going through, whether it's a good change or a bad change, if you're having a little bit of a hard time adjusting, getting your head around it, figuring out what God is calling you to do in the face of that change, we want to help you discover how to face change of all kinds gracefully. That number is 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. Of course, if you are listening later on to the More to Life podcast, you can always get your questions in via email. That address, questions@moretoliferadio.com. But if you're listening live, we certainly love hearing your voice, and even more importantly, being able to ask those follow-up questions that help us tailor our responses to your specific circumstances.
They can make all the difference.
So give us a call, 877 573-7825. Every day on More to Life, we take a look at the topic of the day through the lens of St. John Paul's theology of the body. And if you're wondering, what is that, and how could it possibly help me deal with change gracefully, well, you've come to the right place. So St. John Paul, when he was Pope, gave a series of reflections over about 5 years that took a look at how we could discover God's plan for leading a more abundant life and having healthier, holier relationships by prayerfully reflecting on God's design of creation, especially his design of our bodies.
That's right. And the theology of the body asks us to remember two important things when we're facing challenges. First, in all things, God is working to restore the perfect order that he created at the beginning of time. That means our suffering isn't meaningless. Even in the middle of difficult times, God wants to show us how to respond to what we're going through in a way that helps us become the people he created us to be and to work for the good of those around us. Second, in the face of the unexpected or undesirable changes we experience, we can only cooperate with God's will if we resist the temptation to be reactive instead of cultivating receptivity. That means constantly asking God to teach us how to respond to the challenge we're facing until his will becomes clear.
That's right. And receptivity is that state of mind that allows us to be open and responsive as opposed to reactive. And here are three tips we can use to make that happen. First, we need to bring the situation to God every day, and not just, God, deliver me from this. We can certainly pray that. There's nothing wrong with that prayer. But every day we're going through it, we want to ask God, teach me how to respond to this in a way that will glorify you, in a way that will help me be my best self, and bring out the best in the people around me. Because we want to appreciate this opportunity to change as a learning experience, as an opportunity to hear what God is saying to us through that. I'm not saying he caused it, but he's speaking to us through it, and wanting to teach us how to respond to it in a way that, as I said, will glorify him, help us be our best selves, and bring out the best in the people around us. As we listen in prayer, number two, we want to identify the goal that God is placing on our heart. And even if we're not 100% sure we can make that thing happen, we need to ask God every day, Lord, show me one small thing I can do today to move a little bit closer toward that goal. Because even if ultimately that's not where God wants us to be, he can use those little leanings, those desire, those longings in our heart to move us toward the thing that he wants us to be moving toward. And third, we can't wait around for the big plan to come together. We also have to discern his will for the little things we have to do every day while we're waiting for the big reveal, so to speak. And how do we do that? Well, by prayerfully reflecting on the question, how can I also address whatever's in front of me today in a manner that leads to more meaningfulness, intimacy, and virtue? Because as I respond to the things that are going on around me in my daily life, as I'm going through this change, I want to learn to use those things as an opportunity to hear God's voice so that I can continue cooperating with his grace and his will in everything that I'm going through, which increases the chances of me getting through this thing in a quicker way. You know, by prayerfully reflecting on these things and following these three steps, God's going to show us how to take charge of whatever challenge we're going through and use it to our advantage, because all things work to the good for those who love God, as St. Paul says in Romans.
But it can feel very hard to believe that when we begin to go through a change or we're getting worn down by that change. So let us help you connect with God's grace and perhaps find some new skills today on how to deal with those changes effectively. Give us a call today on More to Life at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
And whether that's a good change, like having a new baby or a new marriage, a new job. In fact, you know, it's funny, as you were talking about the stress that comes with a new baby, I was thinking of the old Jim Gaffigan joke about, you know, what's it like to have three kids? Like, well, imagine that you're drowning and someone hands you a baby.
one of his jokes.
If you're having a hard time, you know, kind of adjusting to those good changes, then we're here for you. If you're having a hard time adjusting to an unexpected or unwelcome change, we're here for you. Change is part of life, but that doesn't mean it's easy. So if you're going through a change of some sort, especially one that is unwelcome or one that you weren't expecting, we are here to help you embrace that change, hear God's voice, and come through the other side a better, healthier, stronger, godlier person. 877-573-7825. Again, the number 877-573-7825. Let's take our concerns to the Lord, and we'll start taking your calls. In the name of the Father,
the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we come into your presence, and we bring to you all those changes that we go through every day. The good changes that we sometimes have a hard time adjusting to, and the difficult changes that we have to face as life comes at us at a million miles an hour. Help us, Lord, to avoid that temptation to fall into that reactive mindset where we're just running around trying to fix everything outside of us. And instead, help us to adopt that receptive mindset your servant St. John Paul talks about, where we can step back from the stress of the change and create a quiet space in the moment to hear your voice, to know your will, and to respond to those changes in ways that enable us to glorify you, to be our best selves, and to invite the people around us to be their best selves as well, so that we can use everything, good and bad, to grow closer to you and build your kingdom. We ask all of this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And
in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Today the show is titled Change is Gonna Come, as we talk about experiencing both good and bad changes, which are both stressful. And we are here to help you embrace that change, hear God's voice, and know what he's calling you to do in the face of those changes. Let's talk it out together at 877-573-7825.
Well, Greg, we're going to kick off the hour with an email from a young woman who says she wants to go by the name Jenna, just in case someone in the family is listening. She's sending the email. She's listening in Michigan on Ave Maria Radio, and she says, my parents seem to be arguing a lot. My dad retired a few months ago. My mom retired from teaching about 5 years ago. My mom has lots of friends and volunteers a lot. My dad is at a loss of what to do with his days now. They have different visions for what they should do in the next stage of their lives. Every time my mom is out at one of her activities, my dad ends up driving to my house to see the kids or help out. She has these in quotes. And he doesn't let me know he's coming. Then he ends up trying to get me on his side of the arguments with my mom. I love my dad so much. I don't know what to do to set limits and also get them to work out their own arguments and help them through this gigantic change in their lives. And again, she's going by Jenna, who's listening in Michigan on Ave Maria Radio.
Jenna, thanks so much for the question. And, you know, we love our parents, but sometimes they put us in the middle of things. And the best thing we can do for them is to step out of that middle, because you're not meant to be your mom or your dad's counselor. And really, it's not fair for them to kind of turn to you with those emotional problems, especially about their relationship. And so what I think that's important to say is, you know, Dad, that this is something that I'm really sorry that you guys are going through, but this is something to talk to Mom about, and if you're not trying to talk to Mom about it, here are some counselors that you could reach out to.
Yeah, when you're saying that, Greg, you mean to actually have some names and phone numbers or website addresses to give him to begin with. And this is really bringing on a great deal of change in your life as well, you know. As a parent yourself, you have busy days, you have a schedule that you're following with your own life, with your children's lives, and for him to just show up unannounced and do it under such a loving guise, right? Oh, I want to see the grandkids. Oh, I want to help out with, you know, whatever it is you need to help with around the house. But working for each other's good does not always mean just being nice, just accepting what somebody needs on the surface. What he really needs is to be figuring out how to find purpose in his life in this stage that isn't just in being your dad or the kid's grandfather. Now, that doesn't mean you reject him seeing the kids or getting his help. Those are wonderful things. It does mean sitting down with Dad and saying, you know, I have to keep on my schedule to be able to get everything done and to have this balanced life with my children. I love having you here. Let's sit down together with our schedules and come up with some days that you can come by and help out with projects that I need help with, that you can come by and spend some time with the kids. And it doesn't have to be every single week. It doesn't have to be twice a week, the way it seems to be from your email now. It can be when it really does work for you. In fact, when it really benefits you. But by scheduling that and letting him know that you need to stick to it, you're sort of, that's the part where you're addressing how this change in their lives is now affecting and changing your life. So by really being loving, being appreciative of his drop-ins and his help, but saying, this is messing up my schedule and messing up the children's schedule, and I don't want to feel that way, and I don't want it to be chaotic, so let's really get it on the schedule so we can appreciate everything that you're doing here, Dad. And then that solves the problem with it messing up your life and being a change for you and the kids. But that allows you to then continue that conversation of, Dad, I love you so much, but this is your marriage, and I don't have a place in that. A counselor does. Here are some numbers if you don't feel like you and Mom can just talk this through yourselves.
And Jenna, if they would be interested in faithful responses to that challenge, then they can reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com. We can hook some of them up with a faithful, professional Catholic counselor. But if there are folks in your area that you would recommend as well, by all means, you can make those suggestions too. But you want to make sure that you're staying out of the middle of that, as well as handling your own personal stake in this the way Lisa was describing. Jenna, thank you so much for the question. If there's more we can do to support you, don't hesitate to reach out. Today's show is titled Change is Gonna Come, as we talk about those times when we experience good change, bad change, unwelcome change, unexpected change. It all brings with it stress and challenges. We want to help you respond to those changes in a way that helps you cooperate with God's grace, hear his voice, know what he wants you to do in the face of those changes, and come out the other side of those changes a stronger, healthier, godlier person. The number, 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. More to Life will continue with your calls right after the break. Stick around.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically owned shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria mutual funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria mutual funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria mutual funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
Underwritten in part by the following nonprofit.
Are you paying high prices with a traditional health insurance company that pays for things that violate your conscience? There's an alternative available. Solidarity HealthShare is a community of faithful individuals and families that never share into immoral medical services, all while saving you money with prices starting as low as $85 per month for singles and $512 for families. Never fund another abortion with your healthcare dollars. Call 844-313-4999 to learn more.
The wisdom of Mother Angelica.
Have you ever been so grief-stricken and so heartsick that you can't see God? You can't see God in the tragedy. You can't see God in that cross. You can't see God in that sin. Why? You're enveloped in that grief. You're enveloped in fear. And God is out the window. You don't see him standing right next to you.
EWTN. Live truth. Live Catholic.
Every year, couples who go on the Ave Maria Radio's Good News Cruise testify how their marriages are revitalized and transformed. When we said cabins are filling fast, we meant it. The 2025 cruise is sold out. But it's the Good News Cruise, not the Bad News Cruise. So the 2026 Good News Cruise is planned and taking orders. There'll be new special and surprise guests and familiar ones from Ave Maria Radio, as well as Father Michael Schmitz and Father Joe Krupp. Go to AveMariaRadio.net and click on the travel tab to find out more.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today on More to Life, the show is titled Change is Gonna Come, as we talk about experiencing change, whether that's good change, bad change, unwelcome change, unexpected change, you name it. If you're facing change that's got you feeling a little overwhelmed and not quite sure how to respond, we are here for you at 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. Who's up next, Lisa?
We're talking now with Oka Maria, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Ohio on St. Gabriel Radio.
Welcome, Oka Maria. What can we do for you today?
I have a question. I'm a Catholic, and my question is, when is the divorce is okay? Because in some in a Gospel of Luke, I forget the chapter, but it says it gives some justification for divorce.
Yeah.
Are you looking at this because of your own situation?
No, just a general question. I know. I want to know about it.
Okay, so this is more of a kind of an information question, not so much something you're personally going through.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. Okay. I just wanted to know how to respond to this. So here's, I think that's the wrong question to ask, right? Because, in that passage that you're referring to, Jesus talks about how God hates divorce and that Moses only allowed it because of the weakness of the people that he was with. The church certainly does say in the catechism that there are times when what they call separation from bed and table is appropriate. That usually refers to things like violence. Even one of the examples that they give in the catechism is when there's the financial abuse, those kinds of things that are very, very serious. But I want to answer this more from a pastoral standpoint, and this is how we deal with this question in the practice. It's a complicated thing to respond to well, and this answer, I think, really gets at the heart of what God is calling us to, even in the face of difficult issues in our relationship. So when you're going through marital struggles and you're even thinking about, divorce, what we always counsel our clients to do is realize that regardless of the situation that I'm in, the sacrament of marriage, which is a healing sacrament, all sacraments are healing sacraments, right? They all exist to heal the damage that sin does to us and to our relationships. The sacrament of marriage gives us grace to learn how to love the way God wants us to and heal the damage that sin does to our ability to love well. In the sacrament of marriage, our goal is we are called by God to work for the good of our spouse, to work for the ultimate good of our spouse, to make sure that everything we do, we're trying to do because we want that spouse to be a healthier, holier person. We're not holding on to the marriage for the sake of holding on to the marriage. That is an example of kind of loving our life in the way that Jesus talks about, if you love your life, you lose it. If we just hold on to something for the sake of holding on to it, then we end up risking it because we turn that thing into a kind of a god that we worship over God. But if we do the thing that we're supposed to do with what we've been given, so we've been given the sacrament of marriage to give us the grace to work for the good of our spouse, and even if we're going through difficult times, we are still working to do our best to help our spouse be a healthier, holier person, then one of two things will happen. That spouse will either be dragged kicking and screaming to a healthier, holier place in their own life and a healthier, holier relationship with us, or the more we try to cooperate with grace to help our spouse and our relationship become a healthier, holier relationship, the more that's going to drive our spouse away because they are closed off to that grace and they don't want to become a healthier, holier person. They don't want to respond to that call that God has given to us through the sacrament of marriage. But even if that's the case, if we are working to help our spouse and our relationship become healthier and holier, and that drives our spouse away because they don't want that, we are still doing what God wants us to do in that relationship. And we have to just keep working for that spouse's good, even if they're rejecting that. But then people will say, but if am I not driving that person away from me? Am I not forcing? No, no more than if Jesus invites us to a call to conversion, right? He invites us to be a healthier, holier person all the time. If we reject that, that's our choice. And if we reject that, ultimately, we end up in hell. Jesus didn't send us to hell. We chose it.
And very much like the story of the rich young man, where he comes to Jesus and says, I did all these things for you, and what should I do more? And he tells him to give everything away and come and follow him, and the rich young man can't do it, and he walks away. Jesus hasn't said, leave my sight. It's the choice of the rich young man to not be in that relationship.
And so when we do what we can to work for the good of our spouse and the good of the relationship so that it can be, our spouse can be a healthier, holier person, we can be healthier and holier, and our relationship can be healthier and holier, we are doing what God is asking us to do, even if our spouse ultimately rejects that and it, quote-unquote, drives our spouse away from it. We are doing what the sacrament is asking us to do.
Now, if your spouse leaves and you end up in a divorce situation because they have divorced you, we have to remember there is a huge difference between divorce and annulment in our church. If you are divorced and not annulled, you are still married in the eyes of the church, and that calls us to a heroic virtue of being chaste in your situation. So you don't go on and date other people. You don't have any kind of physical relationship with somebody else unless that annulment has been granted to tell you that you or your spouse were not capable to enter into that sacramental
marriage. And the annulment isn't a Catholic divorce. The annulment is a statement that you've entered into a prayerful relationship with the church that has discerned that God did not, in fact, call you to be this person's best hope, second only to the saving power of Jesus Christ, to become everything God created them to be in this life and get to heaven in the next. You know, a civil divorce can't make that proclamation. Only the church, praying with you, can discern that God did not call you to be this person's best hope for getting into heaven in the next life. So those are some things to keep in mind, and I hope that helps to clarify your question, Oka Maria. Thank you so much for the call. And we're taking your calls, listeners, about change is going to come. That's the name of our show today, as we talk about all kinds of change and how to respond to it gracefully. 877-573-7825. More to Life will continue with your calls coming up right after this.
Catholic Connection with Teresa Tomeo.
It is really important to make time for silence or to listen to peaceful music within that silence if it helps you pray, which it does me. And how interesting that scripture is filled with different reminders about silence. And the natural law shows us that what, once again, scripture is telling us is absolutely true. For example, according to health experts, silence may help you in several ways, including lowering your blood pressure, improving concentration and focus, calming racing thoughts, and stimulating brain growth. Our Blessed Mother knew this. We see this in scripture repeatedly, and Mary pondered this in her heart.
Catholic Connections, Teresa Tomeo. Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio.
When are the most important times to celebrate the liturgy? According to the Catholic Catechism, Holy Mother Church has decreed that there are certain days throughout the year when the saving work of Christ should be commemorated. The Lord's Resurrection is celebrated once a week on Sunday, the Lord's Day. Once a year, it is also celebrated along with His Passion at Easter. Easter is considered by the Church to be the most solemn of all feasts. During the course of the year, the Church's liturgy unfolds the whole mystery of Christ, and it is made present to the faithful in every age. When the Church celebrates the mystery of Christ, there is a word that marks her prayer. The word is today, echoing the prayer taught by the Lord. It is also synonymous with the call of the Holy Spirit. This today, in God's time, always makes present the hour of Jesus' Passover, which reaches across and underlies all history. This is Peggy Stanton, and this has been the Order of Malta's Minute with the Catechism.
Hi, I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. When kids misbehave, it's common for parents to ask how they can stop the bad behavior. Usually the answer is some form of punishment. But punishment isn't a silver bullet. Sure, it might stop misbehavior for now, but it's not very effective in the long term. That's because it doesn't help kids heal the harm they've caused, and it doesn't give them the tools they need to handle things differently the next time. St. John Bosco had a better approach to discipline. He viewed discipline as a teaching opportunity, not a control problem. In his approach, parents coach kids through the process of healing the harm their behavior caused, and next, they help kids learn the skills and strategies they need to do better next time. St. Bosco's approach is called discipleship discipline because it treats kids as disciples or learners. It also reminds us of the loving way Jesus taught his own disciples. Discipleship discipline frees parents from being referees, constantly imposing penalties. Instead, parents coach kids through the hard work of improving their game. Discipleship discipline recognizes that parents and kids are really on the same team. To learn more about discipleship discipline, check out our book, Parenting Your Kids with Grace, or visit CatholicHOM.com.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today on More to Life, the show is titled Change is Gonna Come. Are you experiencing some kind of change? Even good change can be stressful. A new marriage, a new baby, a new job. And it can be hard to get our heads around those changes and the stress that we're experiencing. And we can even feel guilty with good change because, hey, I'm supposed to be happy. But I just feel so overwhelmed. What's wrong with me? And then, of course, there's the unpleasant changes, the unwelcome, the unexpected changes that come from loss or difficulties that we're going through. You know, change is part of life, but that doesn't mean it isn't hard. Are you going through a change you weren't expecting? Maybe you're experiencing a change in your job status, or you've recently transitioned to an empty nest. Maybe you're going through a breakup or grieving the death of a loved one. Maybe you or someone you care about are experiencing health difficulties or other unwelcome changes. Whatever you're going through, whether it's a good change or a difficult change, if it's stressful, we want to help you discover where God is leading you, how to face that change gracefully, and come out the other side of that change a stronger, healthier, godlier person. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. Before we take our next call, I just wanted to let you know that EWTN podcasts are available on Audible. You can check them out, the weekday shows from the Sunrise Morning Show all the way through to Ave Maria in the afternoon, including our program, plus the latest weekend programming. You can find it all on the Audible app. Check it out. And we are taking your questions right now about change. Lisa, who's up?
We are taking an email here from James, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Oklahoma. He says, I used to enjoy my job. I've been there for 20 years, and everything was good. Then the company merged, and my new supervisor is a disrespectful bully to everyone, including me. I'm physically exhausted, and I don't know what to do I don't want to get up and go to work. I don't know what to do in this situation. I believe in the work, but this is now awful. Should I try to find another job, stay and work with the team that I've appreciated so long and hope we get back on track? And also, how do I feel better while I figure all this out? And that's James listening in Oklahoma.
James, thank you so much for the question. And it's always difficult when you're dealing with work challenges because we're limited as to how much we can really do in those situations. The first step in any kind of work situation like this, though, is to document the specific abuses that you're experiencing. You're saying that your supervisor is a bully. You know, make sure that you're keeping track of the kinds of things that are happening. And then speak to HR about it as your first step. That's not always effective, and not even some smaller companies may not even have HR. But if you do have that, and it sounds like it's a big enough company that should, that would be the first step to make sure you're talking to the human resources person with and bringing that documentation with you to show what the problem actually is. Hopefully, there could be a process there that can resolve the difficulties. If not, then the only other option you've really got is to start looking for someplace else. And, you know, you can feel, and you've been there place for 20 years, it's hard to leave that behind. And you can even feel like you're being disloyal to the rest of your team, to the relationships that you've built there. But you're describing this affecting your mental and physical health in some ways, it sounds like. And, you know, we have a responsibility to protect those things, a God-given responsibility to protect our mental and physical health. I want to make sure that you're praying about this and that you're asking God to show you how to respond to this challenge in a way that we, like we're talking about in the show here today, in a way that glorifies Him, that helps you be your best self, and invites the people around you to be their best selves as well.
If you have a family, I certainly encourage you to be praying with your wife and any, you know, minor children or children that would be affected by this in some way, so that you can all help each other discern this, stay on the same page. You don't want to be discerning this by yourself and then just drop it on your wife and kids. Hey, I'd quit my job today after 20 years because this guy is, you know, driving me crazy. And it's very, very helpful when your spiritual partner and your children can help you, you know, if they're of the appropriate age, to help you work this all out.
Yeah, and, you know, we often don't think of it this way, but our spouse is supposed to be not exactly a spiritual director, but certainly our spiritual companion.
Yeah.
You know, and we talk about this in our book, Praying For and With Your Spouse, The Way to Deeper Love, which talks about how to bring God into every part of your marriage, and especially discerning big decisions. You know, how can you and your wife pray together about the best way to respond to all of this? And also, I'd like you to not look at this as, you know, one big decision, you know, in terms of, you know, do I stay or do I go, right? It's very much like we were talking about with Oka Maria in his call about marriage. You know, whatever we do, we're called to work for the ultimate good of ourselves and others. And so you want to ask yourself, what is the healthiest and holiest response you can make to the challenges that you are facing in your work? And as you're praying through that, what's going to happen is either the situation will get better or it will get worse. And if it gets worse, that's God telling you, he has a place for you to be that's not there. You know, that because God wants us to always be committed to working for our ultimate good and the ultimate good of others. As we do that, we prayerfully respond to the things that happen around us, and those responses tell us whether God wants us to continue in that situation or whether He needs us to do something else. And so as you're praying about this and you're continuing to find the healthiest and holiest responses to the challenges you're experiencing at work, and you're bringing all that back to prayer, ideally again with your wife if you are married, or, you know, with a pastor or a spiritual director, then you're going to have a clearer sense of what it means to respond to what you're dealing with right here, whether you should stay or you should go. But it's going to be a process. It's not something that's so easy to come to. And if you do this process that we're talking about on the show, whatever decision you make, you will feel confident in it, because you really will know that's what God is asking you to do, because it's really all about the process with discernment. And the relationship that you're building with God through that process.
And I also encourage you to really pray about, you know, I agree with you, Greg, 100% about, you know, keep a record of this so that if you need to go to HR, you have actual facts. You're not just going in and saying, hey, you know, this guy is bullying us and demeaning us. But you pray about whether this is someone who, if you just said to him or her in a private meeting, look, I've been here 20 years. I know you're going through a lot trying to merge all this for us, and I want to help you make it successful, but I cannot do that when you are just barking orders at us or being demeaning to us. If you ask respectfully, I'd be glad to help you work out anything we need to work out to make this business successful, but I can't be spoken to this way. And see what the reaction is when you are respectful and you just stand up and say, this is what I need to see to be able to give you the best that I can give you in this position. And that way, if you have to go to HR, you know, if he fires you right away, hey, that's your answer and you get to get unemployment. But if that doesn't happen and it continues and you have to go to HR, you've been able to say, I've done my best to respectfully handle this personally with him or her, and then move on from there.
Yeah, thank you. That was an important step. I kind of assumed that had already happened, but you're right, I shouldn't have done
no,
that.
No, you know, sometimes I've seen this happen so many times in our lives where people just feel so like the rug's been pulled out from underneath them, that this person is just relentless in how their attitude is, and we don't stop and take the time to realize, you know, this isn't the playground bully, that this is somebody that we, you know, is dealing with us when we're adults and we're professionals and we have more skills than we did on the playground. And especially in a corporate atmosphere like this, it's worth making our needs for respect known and voiced in a very business-like, respectful meeting.
I suggest writing it out, not to give to your supervisor, but so that you can get your own head around what you want to say.
That's very helpful.
And run it past a couple of people, you know, so that you can mentally rehearse it and you can get the best feedback from several different folks about
people you really trust. Maybe not somebody else in the company so they don't do an end run around you, but people you really trust with being able to help you discern if it's the right set of words to use.
All right, James, thank you so much for that question. If there's more that we can do to support you, don't hesitate to reach out to us. You know, we do talk more about setting these kinds of healthy boundaries in. God help me, these people are driving me nuts, making peace with difficult people.
Yes, we do.
And I also want to mention again the book that I talked about, with Discernment with Your Spouse, Praying for and with Your Spouse, The Way to Deeper Love, which is all about inviting Christ into every part of your relationship, especially those decisions you need to make together. Catholics in general don't do a great job knowing how to pray through those kinds of things on their own, but especially in marriage. And that book walks you step by step through how to draw closer to your spouse through these kinds of challenges by bringing God into that discernment process. All right, thanks so much for the question, James. If there's more we can do for you, you know where to find us. 877-573-7825 is the number to call. Today's show is titled, Change is Gonna Come. You know, and change is part of life, whether that's good change or bad change. It doesn't mean that it's easy to accept change. I mean, we've talked about how good change is stressful as well. Psychologists call that eustress, E-U-S-T-R-E-S-S, and it just means the change, the stress that comes from facing change, because stress is really just the body's response to change in our environment. And that can be good change, like a new baby, or marriage, or a new job with new responsibilities. And those changes are really good, and they're exciting. But sometimes they're stressful, too, and it's hard to get our heads around them. On the other hand, unwelcome change, unexpected change, unpleasant change, those are all difficult. And it's hard to know sometimes how God wants us to respond to those things. And instead, we fall into a place where we're just reacting. And the more we become reactive, and this is, again, from the theology of the body, the more we become reactive, the less likely it is we are cooperating with God's grace, or doing what God wants us to do, or even being able to discern his will. So that requires us to step back and adopt a more receptive mindset, according to the theology of the body, which is where we're really saying, all right, Lord, you know, I'm not sure what to do about this. Here's how I feel about it. Here are the thoughts in my head. This is what's going on. But teach me how to respond to this in a way that glorifies you, in a way that helps me be my best, healthiest, holiest self, and does what I can to challenge the people around me to be their best, healthiest, and holiest selves as well, so that I can glorify you, even in this difficult change I'm going through.
So I can glorify you, so I can know what your will is in this situation, so that I can be receptive to the virtues that the Holy Spirit needs to give me to do what I need to do, because that's very, very hard to do in a reactive situation. And most of us, when we're reactive, it feels like the right thing to do. You know, if we don't react when we could get into a car accident and do the appropriate things to keep us safe, we'd be crazy if we're just saying, oh, I wonder what's going to happen. No, we are used to going into reactive mode because it's a fight or flight response. But that's meant to be there for instantaneous problem solving. Once we have to pull back and start problem solving bigger picture things, than, you know, yanking yourself out of the way or grabbing your kid away from, you know, the oncoming bus, that's when we have to start asking God, you know, Holy Spirit, help me to be calm enough, rational enough, open enough to hear your guidance, to know what you want me to do. Calm my spirit, calm my body that's reacting to all of this change and frustration and fear that I'm going through. And help me be open to you and the promptings of your Holy Spirit in my life. It's not like we need to get it all together and bring our perfect selves to God. Then he will give us answers. Then he will guide us. No, he's in charge of our bodies. He created our bodies and our reactions. So we need to ask him to help us get into that receptive place.
All right, with that, it's time for our break, and as we head out, it's time for our scripture of the day, which comes to us from Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. You know, God knows what he wants for you. He knows what he wants you to make of whatever it is that you are going through. And he is certainly empathetic to the pain that you're in and the suffering and the struggle that you're going through. But he has a plan for that struggle. And if you come to him like we're talking about today, and you say, Lord, you know, I don't know what to do about this, or here's what I'd like to do about it, but I'm not sure that's what you want. Help me to respond to this in a way that will glorify you, that will help me be my best self, that will help me respond in ways that challenge the people around me to be their healthiest and holiest selves. That starts to clarify what God's calling us to through that change. And it enables us to escape the stress and feel more confident about our response. If you'd like to be able to do that, give us a call today on More to Life at 877-573-7825. Whether you're dealing with good change that you're just kind of stressed out about, that new baby, that new relationship, that new job, those new opportunities, that new move that you're excited about but it's still stressful, or it's an unwelcome or unpleasant change that you're not quite sure how to handle, 877-573-7825. More to Life will continue with your questions about change when we come back after this.
Ave Maria in the Afternoon is underwritten by the following nonprofit organization: Real Estate for Life. Buying or selling your home or business property? Real Estate for Life can connect you with one of 1,400 pro-life real estate agents around the world. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 70% to Ave Maria Radio and Human Life International. More information at realestateforlife.org or 877-LIFE-US1. That's realestateforlife.org.
When your children consider going to college, where are you going to find a place that will prepare them for the future and build on the foundation that you've laid? The answer? Ave Maria University. With an authentically Catholic curriculum, including 35 majors, AMU prepares students to take on the world.
My daughter told me she was published in a scientific journal as an undergrad. I'm so proud of her. The world needs Catholic physicists, and my daughter's going to be one of them.
Learn more at avemaria.edu. That's avemaria.edu.
Maybe you've been hearing a lot about the need to make a spiritual communion while participating from home in a live-streamed or broadcast Mass. By asking for spiritual communion, we are acknowledging that the Holy Mass is the perfect, best way to worship God. The priest intercedes perfectly for us with God the Father because he acts in persona Christi. This is the time to see that through the priest's representation of Christ's sacrifice on Calvary, we are never separated from our Lord. Jesus, I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you.
Underwritten in part by the following nonprofit.
Are you paying high prices with a traditional health insurance company that pays for things that violate your conscience? There's an alternative available. Solidarity HealthShare is a community of faithful individuals and families that never share into immoral medical services, all while saving you money with prices starting as low as $85 per month for singles and $512 for families. Never fund another abortion with your healthcare dollars. Call 844-313-4999 to learn more.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today's show is titled Change is Gonna Come. Whether you are experiencing good change or unwelcome and unpleasant change, change is stressful, and we want to help you deal with that gracefully. You can give us a call at 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. You know, one place where we can count on change being a constant factor is family life.
Oh, that's for sure.
Parenting is challenging, and just when you feel like you've started to get the hang of it, everything changes, and you got to do a whole new approach. Well, that's what Catholic Home is all about. If you check out the Catholic HOM app, you can get the support you need to build a more loving, caring, and connected family life. You can talk with Lisa and me and our whole team of pastoral counselors and coaches every day with your parenting questions, with questions about bringing the faith home, questions about having a more loving, caring, connected family life. Plus, you can download tons of fun, faith-building family activities, tune into exclusive podcasts for Catholic moms and dads and families, get support from other Catholic families all around, join regular live Q&As. In fact, next Monday evening at 7:30 Eastern, Lisa and I are hosting a live Q&A session for all of our subscribers on the Catholic Home app for them to ask their questions, share their struggles, and get support and share their success stories as well. We'd love to have you be part of the Catholic Home family. Download and subscribe to the Catholic HOM app today and become part of the community of faithful Catholic families who are working to build strong, dynamic domestic churches.
It really is a beautiful community. And those conversations that we have all day long when anyone who's a member asks a question, is not just, the answers aren't just from you and I and our pastoral counselors. The community really does get involved with it, with their own wisdom. So the last couple of days, we've been having a really fun conversation where one of the moms on Catholic Home just came on and was asking me about what kind of curriculum to pick for homeschooling, what would be Catholic, what would work, how does she figure out what works for her child or children. And everybody started to kind of chime in with their experience, and it became a really fun few days of conversation. So whatever your questions are, if you want a little bit more support from a very Catholic, very loving and supportive community, join us on Catholic Home.
That's Catholic HOM. Download and subscribe to the app today. We hope to see you there. With that, we've got another question from...
We do. This is from Sue in Texas, who says, our youngest child is going to college next year. I'm already starting to feel teary by all the first, last things that are going on, like the last time our child will go to her rehearsal for such and such. I'm concerned, though, that my husband and I aren't ready for this transition. I see a lot of my friends who are a year ahead of me kind of losing it and being upset all the time. After raising four kids who are all very close in age and doing everything it's taken to raise them, I'm concerned that when we're alone, we won't have a lot to talk about. Is there anything we can do between now and next August to help us not experience this?
Well, I appreciate you thinking ahead. And that's
Sue, listening in Texas on Guadalupe Radio.
Yeah, thank you for the question. Yeah, there's a ton you can do. And the first thing I'd like for you to do is start making sure that you're praying with your husband every day about this transition. You know, starting now, Lord, you know, help us to really respond to this in the way that you want us to. Help us to grow closer to each other. Help us to do the things that you need us to do to be ready for this transition and to grow closer to each other through you. And you know, as part of that prayer, you're also reflecting what would that mean, right? So you're talking about that every day. You know, not just the big picture, you know, what are we going to do when our youngest leaves, but what do we need to do now, today, to take better care of each other? In fact, one of the things that Lisa and I do after our little brief prayer time in the mornings is to ask that question, you know, what's something that I can do to help make your day a little easier or more pleasant? You know, starting to ask that question, you know, even on the days where you're not quite sure what that might be. You know, it's just you're orienting yourselves to think a little bit differently about your marriage and looking for little ways to make each other's day a little easier or more pleasant, to draw a little closer. So you're continuing that conversation. Another thing that's very practical and useful to do, I'd love for you to do a marriage encounter weekend, for example, and just really kind of take some time to reflect a little bit more on, you know, where you're at in your life and learn some new communication skills that help you take your conversations a little bit deeper, since you're worried about not having enough to talk about. I think, you know, it's not the change that makes it difficult to talk. It's the quality of the relationship, right? Because if a couple isn't used to talking on a deeper level, you know, and they just tend to rely on the current events, you know, what happened in the day, you know, then when you have less happening in your day, you have less to talk about. But if you have a deeper relationship, there are all kinds of different levels that you can connect on, spiritually, emotionally, in terms of your goals, hopes, and dreams, all of that.
You want a marriage that's closer than the relationship you have with your coffee shop barista.
Yeah, and you know, so Matthew Kelly's book, Seven Levels of Intimacy, is a good resource for that. And our book, For Better Forever, A Catholic Guide to Lifelong Marriage, really talks about how to, you know, all the different ages and stages of married life and how to successfully negotiate those stages through God's grace. You know, so checking out good books on marriage, like For Better Forever, A Catholic Guide to Lifelong Marriage, can give you a sense of how to manage this transition gracefully. So those are some suggestions that you can take. And of course, if there's, you know, if you need some coaching to be able to manage it too, we're here for that at CatholicCounselors.com. But this is a very, very workable situation. You got a year to plan. Don't, you know, start now. Don't wait, but start now. And if you do, if you spend this year doing the things that I was just talking about, you'll be in a good place. Thanks so much for the call, and if there's more we can do for you, you know where to find us. Listeners, that's all we have time for today, but if you are going through changes and you're looking for ways to respond gracefully, I hope that you will take advantage of some of the resources we mentioned on today's program, like Praying For and With Your Spouse, The Way to Deeper Love, which is all about discernment, or The Life God Wants You to Have, which again is all about discernment for your own life. And, of course, the Catholic Counselor's Pastoral Telecounseling Practice, where you can work with a faithful, professional Catholic counselor to help you transform your marriage, family, or personal life. Deal with those changes in graceful and effective ways. That's CatholicCounselors.com. Reach out today and let us help you lead a more abundant, grace-filled life. Don't forget to get out there and celebrate the life God has for you, because with His grace, there is so much more to life.
You've been listening to More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa Popchak. More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Our producer is Dan McGraw. For copies of this program or for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.